How you doing this afternoon, Dave?
Marvelous. Simply marvelous. How about yourself?
I'm trying to get warm up. It's been cold all day.
I tell you, I really hate these cold, cloudy days. Just, I want to see some sunshine. And right now, they're saying, the forecast anyway, next day we're going to see sunshine be Tuesday next week.
Good. I know I was out in it off and on all day today, and the wind was just brutal.
That's, you know, the cold is one thing, but when you add wind to it, it just, man, it just cuts like a knife to me. And the older I get, the more I don't like being cold. I don't know why that is. It just, but it is what it is.
And I'm the same way. The older I get, the less I like it. I don't mind being out in it if I'm dressed for it, but I still don't like to be cold. So surely you're not going to play tennis.
I have played down to 37 degrees, but actually, the moment I'm headed back to the dentist's office, which I was just there about an hour ago, and to pick up my Snorgard device, and then I'm going to head to Marco's Pizza and pick up some pizza, and then I'm going to go to our daughter's house, and we're going to eat pizza and watch their children so they can go out on a Valentine's Day. We went out last night.
But going to play tennis somewhere's in there. We was going to slip in Marco's Pizza. And yeah, Mama's off this weekend, so I imagine we'll do something. Maybe even go eat out tonight, I guess.
That, I tell you, I think you're going to have some company. We went to, that was nice. We went to Rick Irwin's last night, and we went early. We went at 5 o'clock, and there was, I think, two other couples there, and we didn't even know they were there. We were seated in like a semicircle booth, and we couldn't even see anybody else in the restaurant where we were seated. And of course, Rick Irwin's is excellent. And, you know, we only go there on special occasions, usually once, maybe twice a year, so, because it's a little pricey.
Never been there. And for us, we usually like that El Matador, and it's usually not too bad to get in, depending on the time of day you go.
I don't know if I've ever eaten at the El Matador. Well, Rick Irwin's, the restaurant we get to, is he has several, is on South Main, and right there at the West End, more or less. And it's almost right where Augusta comes into South Main. And, but anyway, but man, I tell you, he has the best filet I've ever tasted. I've eaten a lot of filets, but I don't know if it's the meat or the cook or what, but it sure is good, and it's tender and tasty, and everything there was good. So we really enjoyed it.
My food was was good and you had a good time, that's all that counts. You should try that El Matador, best Mexican restaurant in town, I guarantee.
Well, where is it? I can't, I know I've been by, but I can picture it, but I can't picture where it is.
Yeah, it's same side of the road as the Taylor's Walmart, right before you get to the old Winn-Dixie warehouse right there beside Country Boys, a little stone-looking house.
Hey, well, heck, I live right in a subdivision right behind, almost right behind Walmart there and Taylor's, so they're just right up the street, then about a mile or so from my house. Well, we'll have to give them a try, because we love Mexican.
Ever try it, you won't want to go anywhere else, especially for Mexican. Now, he's only open 5 days a week from 4 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and if you wait till 5 o'clock, you'll have to wait a little bit to get a seat.
Takeout, so I would probably be picking it up. Last night, I was the first time I've eaten out, and I can't even tell you the last time. I guess the last time I ate out was with some of my buddies that high school buddies, we get together once a month, and gosh, I haven't been to one of those in about, I don't know, 3 or 4 months.
It's definitely got us all messed up. We're all, all jonesing to get back with our friends and do what we, what we like to do, and it's just got everything messed up.
Before CBA. Yep. It sure has. I got a buddy of mine. He's been traveling all over the United States helping wherever he's needed. And I can't remember if he's a, I think he's a nurse practitioner now. And heck, I remember when he used to be with EMS years ago. That's when I met him, and but he's out in New Mexico right now, and I asked him. I said, "Well, when are you coming home?" And he said, "Well, I guess when the pandemic is over." All right, I'm gonna jump out for just a second. I just gotta go up the steps to the porch here. He's supposed to have left my device here on the porch. I'll be right back. KB4CPA.
Roger that. KN4TFW.
KB4CPA.
Enough, somebody's gonna think you're a porch pirate. KN4TFW.
Hey, my youngest daughter, well, the one that we're going to keep the grandkids, she bought something, and it was over here near our house in Taylor's, and they live off Lawrence Road, and so she asked me if I'd pick it up, and I kind of felt like a porch pirate, picking up a bag off of the front porch of somebody's house, but anyway, it kind of makes you wonder if the neighbors thought something was going on, but, a lot of people are, selling stuff on Marketplace on Facebook and other in other places too, and a lot of them just leave stuff sitting on their front porch, and I don't know how they do the money. I guess they use PayPal or something, and then some people, the people I bought from, most of them we meet somewhere, you know, about in between where we live and meet in a parking lot somewhere.
Just leaving stuff on the porch, you know. I paid for it, you left it there on the porch for me, and somebody else got it, and then you're going to play hell proving that you didn't get it.
I have one of those doorbells with a camera, and it also has audio, and we have a good bit of stuff delivered to the house, it lets us know when somebody walks up to the door, and so we can immediately go and get, you know, whatever it is if we're at home, which most of the time I am home unless I'm playing tennis, so, which I played this morning, but I was inside this morning, and it was nice.
These Ring doorbells and that, but it seems like it works good if you're home. If you're away, though, it seems like by the time it calls you, you know, the person's really already gone.
Hey, unless they need the signature, they don't wait around. They've got to be somewhere else. And I tell you, the harder you work, the harder they'll push you to work harder. A buddy of mine used to work for UPS, and he said that's the way it was. You know, if you did a good job, and then they wanted you to do even better than that, so they kept pushing you to do better. And gosh, this is one job I would not want to have.
Matt, the son-in-law, he drives for Amazon, and that's busy. And the daughter works from home for Amazon, and for a while, you know, she was a supervisor, and then the supervisor gets involved in all those customer complaints, and then the customers just cussing you out and everything, and she finally had to step down from that. She couldn't take it. And then I see the UPS guy when he comes at work, and sometimes his truck is so loaded, you know, he's got, you know, 300 stops. It's like, man, that's kind of unrealistic, don't you think? KN4TFW.
I'll get back to the terminal until it's delivered, too. I remember when I was working on cars, I went and interviewed with them for a job, you know, doing maintenance on their trucks, and it's more or less whenever they got back from deliveries, you started working on their truck if it needed anything, and I think it worked about 2 or 4 in the morning, so it's almost like third shift, I guess, but not quite. But anyway, and the pay was good, but it tops out, and once it tops out, you don't get paid anymore. You don't get any more pay raises, is what I meant to say. And but it's hard work, I tell you. I turned them down.
Like that, you'd be always under the gun. They got to have the truck back now, and they only give you half the amount of time you need to get the job done right and everything. And yeah, and then it's night shift. Yeah, I don't think I'd want to do that.
I've got a dual bander here, and something's keying up the later that I'm listening to on the 440 side. I gotta figure out how to mute that. I can hit the power button. If I hold it in for about a second, it mutes the whole radio. But I'm sure there's a way to mute the 440 side of it. When you're talking on 2 meters, I just I haven't even bothered to figure it out or read the instructions.
When you come on, the Mount Mitchell repeater was coming on, and I just have a volume knob for each one, so I just turned down the volume on that one.
There's somebody talking on that repeater. Okay. You hardly hear anybody on 440, but it's 442.075, and I tell you, that's a good repeater. It's got good coverage, and it's nice and nice and clean audio. It's I would use it as an alternate, but like I said, you just don't hear many people on 440.
Where they're located at? I didn't think there was too much activity on 440 around here.
I don't know. I'd have to look it up. All right, well, I'm going to run in to Marco's here. I'll be back in a minute. KB4CBA.
All right, I want to sign with you on that. I'm almost to the house. So I'll say 73, enjoy your pizza. Have an awesome weekend. KN4TFW.
Do the same, and we will talk to you later. 73 is KB4CBA.
Yeah, come on in here. It's David, right?
Yes, sir. Well, Dave is good. David, only if I'm in trouble.
Yeah, only if your mama's calling you.
And she's in the next room. Staying warm at home here. Just chilling out, listening around. So, the other gentleman there, you mentioned the repeater, UHF repeater. What was the frequency on that again, do you know?
I believe you said 442.075.
I didn't think there was a lot of UHF activity up here either.
87 LP.
And come on in here.
Yeah, well, I was just 87 LT, Dan, copy in the mail. I think that's a guy named Jack. I think he owns that. I was talking to him on 75 meters the other night. He invited me to visit his repeater, and I think that's it. And I think it's up on, Glassy Mountain or someplace around here.
So that's 442.075, is that right?
Yeah, I can't remember the tone burst on it. But it is tone access.
Oh, zip over in a little bit and try it.
Close the machine and just tone access. It's in the repeater directories, all of them. Anyway, thanks for letting me jump in. Thought maybe I'd help you out. This is 87LT off of Delta 7 Lima Tango. Dan over here near Travelers Rest in North Greenville County. We'll talk to you later.
KB2HXS here in Greer, or Gurr.
73, KN4TFW, also here in Gurr.
GUN?
Station.
Yeah, good evening to you. This is KB2GUN, Bill, in Mills River.
How's Ken?
Doing real good. I'm mobile right now, but other than that, everything's going pretty good. They're coming out of the store and trying to make it home now. Hopefully I'll beat the wife home. Hopefully I'll beat the wife home.
Or CBA.
CBA, come on.
I'm in Mills River. Is that in Arden?
because actually I'm just moving up here within about a week ago. But I believe, yes.
Well, I've got a cousin that lives up there on a mountain somewhere. I've yet to have been invited to the house, but his whole family used to live in South Florida. They lived in Davie, Florida, which is outside, right outside Fort Lauderdale, and that's where they grew up. And he's got two younger sisters, but they all and his parents, my aunt and uncle, they live up there too. So they all moved to Arden. So I don't think I've heard anybody from Mills River.
Well, now you have heard somebody from Mills River. Actually, I just recently moved with a few days from Clyde. From up in Clyde.
Well, that wasn't too terribly far away, but a move is a move, even if it's across the street. But y'all carry on. I just wanted to say hello, and, heck, we may have a little bit of a band opening here.
Greenville. I happen to have a sheet in front of me here with all the local repeaters listed on it. Heard you guys talking about the 442.25 megahertz. That's on Paris Mountain, and it says tone in, tone out at CSQ.
420.075 is what they were talking about. KB2HXS.
K. Out. XS.
I am here. Let you guys talk to her. Is there another two call out there besides me?
Let's see if we were still on for tomorrow morning, KN4TFW.
Just tell me what time.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of early in the morning, maybe.
What time is too early for you?
I'm usually up around 6.
Heck, that's a little too early for me. Nine sounds good.
All right, see you then. I'm going to leave it with you guys. Say 73 to everybody in here, and I'll be clear. KN4TFW.
The gentleman asked, was there another two call here? Yeah, that was KB2GUN.
B2HXS, where does the two call hail from?
I'm originally from Baltimore, Maryland, and this is actually a vanity call sign.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, these calls that I have are original from day one when I got my novice ticket back in the late 80s, and I kept it all the way through my general status.
Okay. Yeah, well, I've been here in North Carolina for maybe about 6 years now, but I haven't been doing too much talking in lately, because everything's been packed up since I came from Maryland, and just haven't had a place to put anything up. And now I've got a mobile, and so I hook everything up in my little pickup truck.
Excellent. Yeah, my wife and I moved up from Florida back in July, and we bought in Greer, or Gurr, however you want to say it. I say Greer, they say Gurr, whatever. Yeah, but I moved up here. I was in Florida for a little over 20 years and got the heck out of there finally.
Yeah, well, because I moved from Baltimore, Maryland, to North Carolina, but I was in Charlotte and moved from Charlotte to Clyde, and now I moved from Clyde to Mills River.
As well as I should, I guess. How far is Mills River, or where is it in relation to Greenville or Greer?
I'm not quite certain for sure, but I know that I'm not quite certain for sure, because I think I'm not too far from Greenville, I believe it is.
on my phone and see how far away Mills River is.
Okay.
Hey, Google.
Yeah, I tell you, these technologies of today.
I know. My gosh, I still remember when you had to buy crystals for the CB radios.
Oh, man. You know, and I was telling somebody the other day, I said, shucks, these phones came out. You could store everybody's phone number. I used to, at one time, remember everybody's number who gave me that number. I wrote down a piece of paper, then memorized it, and got rid of a piece of paper. And now on these phones, I can't remember nobody's number. I got to go to my phone, and hopefully it's in there. I can look it up.
I can remember my own number and my wife's number. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, I know my wife. She gets on because she asked me, somebody going to ask me what's my wife's number, and I'm like, wait a minute, let me pull my phone out. And she's standing beside me. She look at me real crazy, like, you mean you tell me you don't know my number? And I call her every day, but I punch it up on the phone.
Funny. Well, name here is Dave, and you're about an hour from me. It looks like you're off of I-26 there.
TGUN. Okay. Yeah. I don't remember, you know, but okay. Hour away. I can do that in less than an hour to get there.
Hour from where I'm at. Where I'm at in Greer, I'm on the west side of Wade Hampton, or US 29 or 14, so I'm in that vicinity. That's where I'm at right now. I'm at my house. I got a little temporary station set up with a temporary antenna outside my window because I didn't put my tower up yet.
KB2GUN, mobile. But yeah, okay. Well, hopefully one of these good days we can shake hands, or I guess now is just bump elbows or nod.
I'm good. I'm actually pretty good. Anyway, let me get out of here. I got the wife is needing my help here in the kitchen, so you have a good afternoon. Or good evening, rather, and we'll catch up to you again. I'm around here. I'm on the radio. I'm usually not that far away.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to pull into my complex, and I'm getting ready to be cooking for wife for dinner for the night. But all right, anyway, have a good one, and hopefully catch you again another day, another time. From KBTGU, and I'll be clear.
KB2GUN, KB2HXS, 73.
We're NXE, KK4POT, KK4POT mobile.